Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The word of God from the Holy Gospel in Matthew chapter 8. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith." This is God's word. Jesus marveled at the faith of a centurion, which was remarkable that a Roman, a Gentile, would have a faith unlike anyone else Jesus had met to that point. And Jesus knew his apostles. He knew his mother Mary, Blessed Virgin, and yet in a Gentile, in a Roman, the enemies of the people of Israel, Jesus saw faith unlike any other. What exactly is faith anyway? I mean, it's one of those things we talk about all the time, that we're to have faith, right? I mean, isn't that the call of the Reformation, salvation by grace through faith alone? What does it even mean to have faith? You'll hear people say things like, "I wish I had more faith." What do they mean when they say that? Or, you got to have more faith, friends, so that things will go better. Well, we know, biblically speaking, that the amount of faith isn't really a concern. I mean, Jesus had even said himself, faith as small as a grain of mustard seed can say to this mountain, "Move from here to there." It's not about the size of your faith. We learn today that faith is trust in the word of Jesus to do what it says. And so the centurion said to Jesus, "Lord, say the word, and my servant will be healed." Unlike the first guy who was healed, that first guy was a leper. Something unexpected happened there too. Jesus touched a leper, which you just didn't do in first century Israel. He touched him and healed him. But with the second healing, the centurion's servant, there is no touch, is there? Jesus isn't even in the vicinity of the centurion's servant who's paralyzed and suffering. No, simply by his powerful word, Jesus was able to heal a man. No touch was needed. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, do you realize that very same word speaks to you? The powerful word of Jesus Christ. You know, maybe we as Christians, I think a lot of Christians feel this way. We want Jesus to behave more like he did with the first healing when he touched the leper. I mean, we're all sick with leprosy, the leprosy of sin that afflicts us and is literally causing us to waste away. I mean, sin does literally cause you to waste away because we move closer and closer toward death. And that's all because of sin. And so Jesus touched that leper, and boy, wouldn't we love for Jesus to touch us, to give us a healing touch, to fix our problems, to solve our woes, to just make everything better with a simple touch. And yet, we'd be reminded by Jesus' interaction with the centurion that just a word is enough. Just a word is enough to receive from Jesus all that he wants to give. Because our Lord God is the God who works in words, isn't he? When he created heaven and earth, he said, "Let there be light." He spoke, and it was so. Jesus comes in the Gospel of John, calls him the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is God's Word with skin, if you will. When Jesus raises Lazarus from the grave, he says, "Lazarus, come out." He speaks and the dead man lives. Jesus is the God who speaks. And more than that, Jesus is the God who speaks to you. Because that's how he works. And that word is powerful to do everything that Jesus wants to do for you. In our epistle today, we heard St. Paul talk about the power of the gospel. He said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first for the Jew and then for the Greek, the Gentile." What is the power of God? The gospel. What is the gospel but words? Words that tell of Jesus and what Jesus has done for sinners in his life lived for us, his death died on our behalf, and his resurrection over the grave for you and me.
I know.
Got it, Liam. He's the God who works through the word. He's the God who speaks. And that speaking, that gospel, has power. And dear friends, let me tell you this morning that we are a church here at Our Redeemer where the power of God is alive and active. And you guys remember the old Robert Schuller? I think it was a Sunday morning. I never watched Sunday morning broadcasts of the televangelists and stuff. For some reason, I've always been busy on Sunday morning. And you remember Robert Schuller? What was his TV show called? The Hour of Power. Right? From the Crystal Cathedral. And so you'd have a lot of churches that claim to be harnessing the power of Jesus, the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, believing that God would do miraculous things because he's a God of power. Let me tell you this, dear friends in Jesus Christ. What about the power that is right here? I don't know if anyone would confuse a group of Lutherans, a bunch of stodgy old Germans and Scandinavians sitting here singing hymns and 600, 700, 800-year-old liturgy to be powerful worship. But let me correct that for you and tell you that by God it is. Because the word of Jesus has the power to do what it says. And Jesus is all over this place in his word. Has he not told you this morning, "I forgive you all your sins"? You might be thinking, "Dude, that wasn't Jesus, that was you." But it's not my word. It's not my word. You don't need my forgiveness. But you do need the word of Jesus that says, "You are forgiven." And faith believes that Jesus does what he says in his word. So when you hear, "In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins," do you believe that in that word, Jesus forgives you? And understand why we do this. It's not because I'm somehow special. The job of a pastor is to deliver the word, and they're not his words. I can give you lots of my words. They wouldn't be nearly as impressive. They wouldn't be at all powerful. I can give you my opinions and my thoughts, but you don't want that. You need the words of Jesus. And his word says that to every sinner who comes here, he has shed his blood for you. He has given his life for you. His blood covers every one of your sins. The blood he shed willingly upon the cross, it flows over you today to forgive you and give you life. That's his word. Hear it. Believe it. Trust it. He's got more words to speak to you as well today, doesn't he? This is my body. This is my blood, shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. He's with you in that word. Hasn't he said so? Hasn't he told us, "I am with you always to the very end of the age"? In his very word, He gives you everything he promises. I don't know what other people would say. I think that's pretty powerful. It's more powerful than perhaps you and I are accustomed to giving credit for. We tend to think that God is only there and only at work if big, stupendous things seem to be happening, don't we? Lepers touched and cleansed. A family problem miraculously resolved. Cancer gone away without explanation. A money problem suddenly resolved. Those are the sorts of things where we expect to see God at work. But has God's word promised you that? Has he promised you nothing but health in this world? Oh, he promises you eternal health. He absolutely does promise that. But has God's word, has the word of Jesus said you will never be sick in this life? No, it hasn't. Has it said you will never have struggle, that you will never have difficulty? On the contrary, it says we're going to carry a cross in this life. No, Jesus' word hasn't said that, so we can't say it. But his word has said, I forgive you all your sins. I have loved you with the love of my Father. I have gone to prepare a place for you, a place with many rooms. I will come again for you on the last day. And I will be with you until then. Has he said those things? You bet he has. And he does what he says and means what he says. Faith simply listens to the words of Jesus and trusts that he will do what he says. Because while we might be tempted to focus so much on faith, like if I have more faith, this will happen. If I do X, that will equal Y. It's not how faith works. Faith always looks to Jesus. Faith always listens to his word. Faith always receives what Jesus has to give. And what he gives to you today is all that you need, all that you could want, and it's all yours because of the Father's great love for you, revealed in Jesus Christ. So, my dear friends, have faith. And by that, I mean, hear your Lord Jesus Christ. Be like the centurion. Say, Lord, say the word. Come into the house of the Lord expecting your Lord Jesus to speak to you and give you exactly what he has to give. Forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and salvation from the devil's power. It's all yours. It's all yours freely. By faith alone. Because it's there through Jesus alone. To him be the glory. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.